Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This is teachers on TikTok sharing the most horrific places they've bumped into students outside of school. And students are sharing some of the same. So here's one. I was teaching preschool and I also worked at a topless bar. Saw a father at last call and saw him again at the school's early drop-off at 6 a.m.
Well, what's he going to say?
I was getting a bikini wax and halfway through my technician told me that because of me, she's doing great in college math.
Oh, boy.
When I was a teacher, I saw a current student who was 16 attempt to use his fake ID at a bar where I was moonlighting.
That's actually a helpful situation because you're like, no.
These are
a child.
Places where a teacher and student have.
I like the waxing one.
Into each
like
other.
You're already like, I just wouldn't get waxed. I just don't. I know I couldn't take the pain, and I know that I just don't want to be splay legged with some chatty lady who's busy hurting me. I just don't want any part of it.
It is annoying when they're chatty.
What's the matter with being splay legged?
No thanks.
All right.
Well, and certainly I don't want someone to be like, oh, I'm a huge fan of the show. Please don't be. Never listen again.
Can I get a picture with my work?
Can I get a selfie? It's so nice and smooth. Ooh.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. And I would never do that. So you go get waxes, huh?
Not anymore.
Why not? Yeah, I feel you. You don't even have to. Just who wants to?
All right.
Back to you, Vinny.
Therapy. He was on his way out. I was on my way in.
Oh.
Teacher and student bumping into each other. As my colonoscopy was just about to begin, hey, Mr. K, you were my favorite teacher. I'll be assisting you today. I said, thanks. Enjoy the view.
Oh. Don't worry. I've seen them all. You've seen one. You've seen them all.
A student was the only cashier when I was buying a pregnancy test.
Oh.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
What do you say at that point? Like, good luck? Like, is it yes, no?
I wonder, like, I would have thought, and I was going to be a teacher. That was what I had sort of gone to school for. And they'd, say, what are you going to be?
I got to pick something, right?
Yeah. But I did think, like, that's cool. You get to be part of your community and help the kids coming up. And I kind of saw that as a really cool way to be part of your community.
Right.
But I can also see why a teacher would go, I live three towns over, so I don't run into a student when I'm buying a pregnancy test.
Right. That kid had to go way out of his way to get a job at my supermarket.
I got into an Uber blackout drunk and my driver was a student's parent.
Oh.
That you're being awkward. Responsible, getting an Uber.
Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. Everybody likes to have fun.
I was number two-ing at Walmart and a third grade student popped her head under the stall and said, I saw your shoes and thought that was you, Mrs. Ware.
There's so much wrong with that one. We're really pooping at Walmart?
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. A student said, my professor canceled class one day because of a family emergency, so I decided to go to the mall that was an hour away from campus and ran into her at Nordstrom.
Oh. Well, maybe she had like a a family dinner she had to go to and needed a new outfit.
Or just retail therapy. Mm. Sometimes spending some money that you don't have somehow makes everything feel better.
Yeah. I'm going to look cute in this. It won't matter.
That's what credit cards are for.
Right.
Duh.
Hello. Buy now, pay later.
A student said, me and my college professor was locked up in jail over the weekend together.
Oh.
Was locked up.
Yeah.
Oops.
Can't believe they went to college.
A student said, locked eyes with a high school teacher while stopped at a red light. I was skipping her class, and apparently she was too. That's fun.
Well, neither of you can tell on each other.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You never had, let me ask you a question. Did you ever have a real crush on one of your teachers?
Mr. Shea in the fourth grade. And it was, real on my side. And obviously.
Oh, he didn't reciprocate the love that you had for
him? Can you believe
it?
I know. I was so cute in fourth grade. Like most of my teeth, you know.
That was your biggest crush?
Oh my God, I loved him.
Mr. Shea.
I can still picture him, and he's just like tall, dark, and handsome. Mm. And I have no, I probably couldn't pick him out of a lineup, even at that age. Like, you know how just the more you remember, the fuzzier it gets. And then the other teacher, there were two teachers in the class because it was like sort of a combined classroom. Mrs. Aberley hated me. She was like the most rotten teacher I ever had. She like had it in for me. And I think it was because I was so into Mr. Shea.
You really believe that to this day, that she hated you? Oh, like a teacher's capable of hating a young child?
Yes, I believe it. She was so mean.
I think it's totally
She was so mean to me. She singled me out. I had to get like progress reports because she was like, I mean, I guess I was hyper, you know? But one time she wrote me up for like galloping in the room. You know, all I cared about was horses. And I was like galloping around, and the other kid, we were all laughing and having fun. And I'm like, And she was like, are you pretending to be riding a horse? I was like, yeah, I'm like eight. I don't even know I'm supposed to wear a shirt at the beach.
You know what? I love that story you told about not having your top on and someone going, where is your top?
Is it required? I don't know.
And that's the kind of thing that I was talking about with my kid the other day, which is these random comments from out of nowhere. And I had a teacher.
That change your attitude about something completely.
All of a sudden you're self-conscious about what? Like, sucks.
Right. I never even noticed I had nipples. I don't even think I've ever looked down at my chest.
The things that used to be done when we were young, though, I don't believe are done anymore. Like Mr. Turner, when I was in third grade, Mr. Turner, he coined chicken legs, which, you know, when you're a kid, I think some people take stuff to heart and others like go, yeah, I guess. Anyway, so we were talking about like it didn't even occur to me to trip on it.
Right.
I wore shorts the next day.
Yeah. You wore shorts every day.
Every day. Like I wasn't. Well, I was just
it didn't change my course in any way.
And that was a guy who also I'd be doing my show, you know, in my seat over there. And he would absolutely take a chalkboard eraser filled with chalk dust. And he was good, too. He'd get me right in the head and it would just.
Hassan in a cloud.
With the bangs with the.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's in now, but you know, it wasn't at that. I think so. I mean, I saw this picture of Nico and went, that's the dumb haircut my mom used to give me.
This is the neighbor kid?
No, this is Trina's boy.
Oh, wow.
Who's 15, super cool.
And that's
basketball player, like good looking kid, growing fast.
You're saying it's broccoli or the like short
or this weird, like, yeah, this weird bangs thing. Which I, like I said, I saw it and went, that's the only haircut my mom knew how to do.
Yeah. Snip,
I lived with that my whole childhood until I went, can I go to a barber and have him shave it? And she said, well, all right, here's $5.
Can't cost more than that. It's the 70s.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.